Come, let us sing to Adonai. Let us praise the God of all creation. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Let the earth and all living things praise the greatness of God. Let all people extol the glory of the Holy Name. Come, let us to the God of love with contrite hearts return. Our God is gracious and won't leave the desolate to mourn. God's voice commands the tempest forth and stills the stormy wave, and with a strong and mighty arm is ever quick to save. Long has the night of sorrow reigned, the dawn shall bring us light. God shall appear, and we shall rise with gladness in God's sight. Our hearts, if God we seek to know, shall see and then rejoice. God's coming like the morn shall be, like morning songs God's voice. I know my guilt and confess my sin. I regret what I have done. Adonai, I deserve an angry rebuke, a punishment for what I have done. Arrows have sunk deep in me, as if your hand has brought me down. My bones are brittle, my body withers. Because of my sin, no wholeness remains. My guilt towers higher than my head. It is a weight too heavy to bear. My wounds are foul and festering, the result of my own folly. I am bent over and brought to my knees. I walk in misery all day long. A fever now consumes me. There is no health in my body. Feeble and broken, I cry out, groaning from the heart. Adonai, you see what I long for. You hear my sighs and my groaning. My heart pounds, my strength is spent. The light of my eyes is snuffed out. Friends and neighbors avoid me. Everyone keeps their distance. Others plot against me and lay snares, seek my ruin and speak of harm, hatching plots and spreading lies. Like someone born deaf or unable to speak, I can no longer hear and I have no defense. I wait for you, O Adonai, and you, my God, will answer. I pray, do not let them gloat or mock and laugh when I fall. For I am about to collapse, there is no relief from my pain. I know my guilt and confess my sin. I regret what I have done. My enemies are many and strong. They hate and tell lies without cause. Those who deal evil for good blame me for seeking what is right. Adonai, do not abandon or forsake me. My God, do not stay so far away. Hurry, Adonai, and come to my aid, for you are God, my Savior. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. I know my guilt, and confess my sin. I regret what I have done. A reading from the first letter of John. There are three who testify, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and the three are of one accord. If we accept human testimony, the testimony of God is surely greater. Now, the testimony of God is this, that God has testified on behalf of the Son. Whoever believes in the Son of God carries this testimony within. Thanks be to God.
Here are words in which you can trust. Christ Jesus came to save us sinners. Here are words in which you can trust. Christ Jesus came to save us sinners. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Abba and from the Lord Jesus. Christ Jesus came to save us sinners. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of love. Here are words in which you can trust. Christ Jesus came to save us sinners. To prove that the human one has power to forgive sins, I tell this man, pick up your bed and walk. And the man got up and walked out in front of everyone. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages in words of holy prophets to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us. That freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear, and be both just and holy for the rest of our days.
And you, child, called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. To prove that the human one has power to forgive sins, I tell this man, pick up your bed and walk. And the man got up and walked out in front of everyone.
When we attempt to remove splinters from the eyes of others, but refuse to acknowledge and deal with the beams in our own eyes, forgive us, O God. When we are horrified and indignant about scandals and corruption among religious or political leaders, but easily justify our own lack of integrity and honesty, forgive us, O God. When we accuse victims of sexual abuse of asking for it, and accept as normal that men use women as possessions, ego supports, or proofs of their own masculinity, forgive us, O God. When we condemn and imprison women for prostitution, but refuse to prosecute the men who purchase their services, forgive us, O God. When we spend time and resources policing what goes on in bedrooms and ignore the sins committed in boardrooms, forgive us, O God.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
God of life and liberation, in his teaching, his parables, and his example, Jesus revealed that your forgiveness, given before we ask, is the greatest power in dealing with personal and social sin. May all who have experienced your forgiveness and loving kindness join you in showing compassion to others, especially those who are trapped in self-destructive behaviors or in systemic injustice. Amen. May the God of compassion fill our hearts with loving kindness for ourselves and for all those who suffer. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God.